Lola.
Lola.
Oh, we were a little off there.
What? It's your fault.
Yeah, maybe. Hi, everyone. My name is SBJ. I'm your host for Alola Vacation. I am here with Irene.
Hi. Are you really the host when it's just me and you?
Yeah, because you're your co-host.
Okay, so
because when... the hostesses, like the Twinkie company.
Hostess.
Yeah. The host's job is to bring the listener through the episode.
Okay, so then
I'm here to provide direction.
Okay, so then you just called me the hostess, which should be the equivalent of the host.
No, or, you're the co-host.
So how am I co-host? Who am I bringing through?
You're not bringing through anyone. It's like,
okay, so then why am I not a guest?
No, because a guest would mean a guest is like somebody who doesn't appear frequently.
I don't appear frequently.
So, well, this is our series.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So, if you think of like wrestling, the center commentator is the one calling the play-by-plays. Yep. That'd be me.
Okay.
You're like color.
You would be the worst color the worst commentator.
You would be like color commentary.
Okay.
But I'm also color commentary because I can't stop talking.
Okay.
Uh-huh. we are in episode 4 of, what is it? Sun and Moon anime? I don't know. Does it have a specific name?
The Sun and Moon series.
Which is the 943rd episode of Pokemon.
So if we tried to do a show for every single episode and we did one a week, it would literally take us like 10 years.
I don't think you'd be able to catch up.
I don't think so. But this episode is about catching.
Well, if you did 3 episodes a day.
That was really great. Just saying.
If we did 3 episodes a day for 365 days, we'd be able to catch up. That's a lot of audio.
And that's a lot of editing. And that's a lot of watching.
That'll be our like $20,000 a month Patreon tier.
Try and do this. I would do that for $20,000.
We would have to quit our day jobs.
Yep, just so we could do that. And $20,000.
No one wants to listen to that.
Yeah.
This episode is titled First Catch in Alola, Ketchum Style.
I feel like that's too many.
It's a long title.
Catches.
Ash Ketchum.
Well, what's the catch about this episode? The catch is that no Pokemon are caught. Just kidding, that's a lie.
You want to start off with the blurb?
I can read the blurb here. All right. While Ash tries to catch his first Pokemon in the Alola region, Team Rocket is making friends with a Mimikyu and a Beware who carried them off to a cave so it could take care of them. When a flock of Pikapek steal Beware's food, the villains decide payback is in order. In order! Meanwhile, Ash has been sharing his lunch with a hungry Rowlet, and when it follows... Oh, I forgot how to read. And when he follows it back to its Pikapek friends, he runs right into Team Rocket, catching the entire flock in a net. Rowlet frees its friends and sends Team Rocket packing with help from Beware, and then joins Ash on his journey. That's the blurb.
That's the blurb!
Yeah, so...
So far, this series has been enjoyable.
I would say so.
This is a fantastic episode.
Yeah, but it's also very... It wasn't filler, but it didn't seem like it progressed much of anything. Like...
What?
I mean, like, the point was to see who Ash's Pokemon was that he caught, and we learned that.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it's not very memorable.
What? No, I think this episode... Look at you being the negative Nancy.
How am I being negative? I'm just pointing out that I didn't think it was memorable.
I think this is easily one of the most memorable episodes of Pokemon.
Ever?
Ever. I would argue
really?
Ever.
What? Ever.
Give me some other episodes.
I don't know.
I'll throw out the obvious one. When Butterfree leaves. Like, extremely memorable.
Yeah.
The SSN sinking. Also pretty memorable.
What?
That's when Ash does his very first trade, and he trades his Butterfree for the Raticate with the rich guy on the SSN.
Yep.
And then the ship starts sinking, and they trade back. So this is before Butterfree gets...
Obviously.
Leaves. The race episode, where Ash and a bunch of other Pokemon are on top of Pokemon racing, mm-hmm. That episode... Did Ash use Dodrio? I think
he might.
I think so. That episode's extremely memorable. pretty much any of the championship series, like when Ash versus Richie, or those are all memorable. This episode, though, I feel like is up there.
Really?
I almost got a little teary-eyed at the end.
Really? I mean, I was awing a lot.
It was good.
It was quite cute.
It was good.
But I just feel like, okay.
Yeah, I would also say, like, if you want to talk more recently, because I think we talk about the first couple seasons a lot because we grew up with that.
Yes.
And no one wants to watch any of the Hoenn stuff because it's all bad. Even the animation is bad. But, like, I remember, let me point out my one complaint with the episode. And that's the very first Pokemon that Ash tries to catch, which is Grubbin.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
So I think a pretty memorable episode, and an episode that a lot of people point to, is the one of the very first black and white episodes where Ash versus his new rival, and we see Pikachu lose to Snivy. And I remember the internet uproaring about this because, as we know, Pikachu has been around the block
several times. It's almost a neighborhood, probably.
And we know that even though this is episode 943 and things reset and Ash doesn't age, and that's totally cool, that things still exist in the past. For example, Ash, right away in the very first episode of Sun and Moon, says that he has, you know, 700 Tauros that are back at Professor Oak's lab. I don't understand why. I think I know the reason.
It was absolute nonsense.
I think I know the reason they're going to try to play off. I don't understand why Pikachu lost to the Grubbin. Yeah, the Grubbin got away, and yeah, the battle didn't finish, but Pikachu wasn't in a good... Well, no, Pikachu had to get rushed to the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, it was completely, like, it didn't make sense to me.
So if you go back to the Snivy episode, and Pikachu lost to Snivy, there's a clear reason for that. It's because Zekrom showed up at the beginning, Zekrom zapped Pikachu, and then Pikachu realized that effect in battle. Therefore, a plausible reason why Pikachu lost. Super believable.
Yes.
Yes. I think the reason they're saying Pikachu lost here is because Grubbin went between Lily and Kiawe. And Pikachu didn't want to miss his shot or, like, mess up. He didn't want to pull a Hamilton. He wanted to pull a Hamilton and take the shot.
No.
But he didn't want to cause. He didn't want to cause any harm.
Sorry.
I think that's the reason they're going with why Pikachu lost. Because one on one, I don't see why Pikachu would lose to a Grubbin.
I don't understand either. This Pikachu seems weak in comparison, like, weak. Yeah.
But Pikachu's not weak. We know Pikachu's
not weak.
No, but
I mean, just, like, it's interesting because earlier when it had the whole battle with Tapu Koko, it was like, whoa, this is incredible. Look at all this power. Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
But then it's, like, almost owned by Mimikyu, and then this terrible, like, encounter with Grubbin, like, I just don't, it's very interesting. It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, even in the plot, it says Ash sees where Grubbin will emerge. Pikachu gets ready to use Quick Attack, only for Grubbin to jump near Lily, which scares her. Pikachu continues, gets hit by the string shot, etc., etc. Okay, fine. I'll believe that the interference caught Pikachu off guard, but
it just shows that Pikachu is caring. And
Pikachu's carrying.
I don't know.
I would have rather had it where just Grubbin gets away.
Yeah.
And Pikachu doesn't get rushed to the Pokemon Center, because that, I felt like that was the part where I was like,
Yeah, I guess maybe it was just to show us where, like, how the Pokemon Center in Alola is, and, like,
it
the intro to, like, Comfy, because we meet Comfy and stuff like that.
And Blissey,
but, like,
and this is the first time we've seen Alolan Nurse Joy.
Yeah, I just don't really... I feel like they could have done that in another way.
Yeah, that's my really only complaint of the episode, is just how Pikachu lost to Grubbin. The rest of the episode's just fantastic, though. I'm a big fan of Toucannon. I love the Toucannon.
I love Toucannon.
We see Pikipek, we see... Trumbeak, we got the Toucanon.
I liked the intro bit with the little, like, there was an old woman that was talking to Litten.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, whenever you're hungry, like, we in the community, we share with all the Pokemon. So, like, just come and get the food that you want when you want to, because it's just basically yeah. is what she was saying. And it showed, like, the flock of flying Pokemon grabbing food and then flying off to their lair. It's not a lair when it's a nest.
A nest, yeah.
But it's a lair when you're evil, I guess.
So before we get to the Toucanon stuff, we move over to Team Rocket. They're being held captive by Beware.
So hold on. Ash tried to catch the Grubbin, and the Grubbin destroyed Pikachu and then got away because Ash tried to catch it, and it failed.
Yes.
The end.
Yes.
So they went off to the Pokemon Center, and then we were like, hey, Team Rocket, what's up?
Yeah. Mimikyu is still with Team Rocket. Jesse, I think, throws two or three Pokeballs. Mimikyu's not having it.
Yeah. I like the personality of Mimikyu.
Yeah.
A lot. Like...
Real, yeah.
It's just like, oh, you want to throw a Pokeball? No, that's okay.
That's okay. We find out that James must be a connoisseur, a collector of Pokeballs.
A Pokeball collector.
Yeah. Which... You know, I don't fault James. That's
That reminds me of, sorry, it's a TCG card. Do you remember that card?
Pokemon Collector, yeah.
Pokemon Collector.
It was a supporter.
Yep.
You search for three basic Pokemon in your deck and then put it in your hand.
Yep. Great card.
I'm holding up the okay emoji.
Just great card. Great
card. Just a fantastic card. James has a luxury ball. If you listen to it, it's super effective.
Steve loves luxury balls.
I love the luxury ball. Jesse catches Mimikyu in a luxury ball.
It was really great because, one, it kind of showed to me that Mimikyu is obviously kind of a diva, which is fantastic. And I loved how distraught James was about her using the Pokeball. And she was like, that's the point of using a Pokeball. Like,
she's not wrong.
That's the function. Like, what do you...
It's like people who buy a new car and then go, oh, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to put miles on my car. That's the point of the car.
Yeah,
that is... drive it.
That is true.
just fantastic. We get a little bit of interaction with, you know, Beware feeding them honey. Beware... seems to care about Team Rocket.
That part was really interesting.
I think that will play later on in future episodes of this relationship they seem to have.
Yeah. That wouldn't be surprising to me. It was just very... It was just like, hello, I have this honey nectar stuff. Let me feed you. And they're all like, oh my god. Like, it was a bit... I was like, this is a lot.
Speaking of relationships, let's talk about Rowlet. Rowlet and a bunch of...
I thought you were going to say, let's talk about Ash and Mallow. And I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, hey, let's talk about Ash's mom and Mr. Mime.
No.
Now that's a relationship.
No. Oh my gosh. Please stop.
So, yeah, Ash and Mallow, that's something. Maybe that'll progress in the future. But Rowlet and the Pikapek family. We see the Pikapex and the Trumbeak leading that. Pick up a bunch of fruit. Rowlet also picks up what is believed to be a fruit, but it is actually like a fruit-shaped wind chime or
something of the sort. Yeah, something like that.
There's so much character here, and that's why I love it, of like Toucanon, like understanding that Rowlet messed up, but also understanding that Rowlet tried, but then you have Trumbeak that's like,
no, this is unacceptable. Trumbeak, beak, beak.
Yeah. it's like dad and mom. And I don't know. They didn't say the gender of these Pokemon, but it's like, dad says it's okay. Mom is upset. And so, Rowlet goes off on its own to try to make up for that. It just shows so much character in Rowlet, and I think that's why I really, really like this episode.
That makes sense. Rowlet made the episode, which is obviously the point, but I mean, it was very cute. Like, the whole time, I was just like, oh, this little thing.
And you get such a range of characteristics with Rowlet. You can see he's not the brightest. as he messed up. You can see that, like, he wants to fix his mistakes. He's caring. Not the brightest when it came to Bound Sweet, but I wouldn't fall that all on Rowlet, because Bound Sweet is, as the Rotom deck said, is used to attackers and used to fending them off. But then at the end, we see that Rowlet is actually pretty decent at battling. So again, just a range of emotions there. Ash, speaking of Bound Sweet, Ash has that interaction where Rowlet tries to get a fruit because it believes that Bound Sweet is the fruit. That doesn't pan out. Falls to the ground. Ash catches. Ash nurses it back to health.
It's really funny because Ash is like, hey, can I catch? And he's like trying to ask Rowlet if he can catch it, but Rowlet ends up, because Ash feeds it a bunch of...
Classic Ash Ketchum move. Hey, yeah, can I just catch you?
Yeah, and Rowlet's like, peace out, I'm going to take this fruit over to the Trumby and Toucannon.
Yeah.
Toucannon, also though, like the whole time I was like, because Toucannon was like, Toucannon. Like, I was just like, oh, what is this like Mufasa bird? Like, what are you doing? Look, we're just going to mention James Earl Jones like every other episode of this show.
Rowlet takes like a watermelon to the nest. There is this episode actually ties really nicely together too, because the Pikapex, after Beware steps away for a minute, not disclosed why, but the Pikapex and the Trumbeak go into the cave, presumably guarding both Jesse, James, and the team, plus the food, but they take the food, and then this converges on Team Rocket, Ash and Mallow, Rowlet. It gives that whole interaction that kind of, you know, brings the episode to an end, but obviously we see why Rowlet cares so much, so they finally reveal that, where Toucannon's using its beak to keep the eggs warm. And one of those eggs happened to be Rowlet, so Toucannon, again, just
so cute.
Oozing with characteristics.
Oozing with characteristics.
You even see that?
So it's not one note.
It's not one note.
The
Rowlet's not one note. The Toucannon's not one note.
But Wobbuffet.
Wobbuffet is still one note. There's nothing in this episode that Wobbuffet did besides say its name.
I can't wait until Wobbuffet, besides say its name, like lots of other Pokemon.
Yeah. But good examples, Toucannon and Rowlet. Just a ton just a ton of character there. So Team Rocket wants revenge on the birds. Because of the stolen food, they want to pay back Beware for Beware's hospitality. Like, they're kind of not happy with Beware, but at the same time, they are.
Like, you fed us, we're so happy, but now, like, what was it that Jesse had said? Like, our evilness requires us to pay him back for our hospitality. I was like, what you're saying makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. they gotta squeeze in the fact that they're evil there. So we get round two of Mimikyu versus Pikachu.
That is true. Because Team Rocket tries to go back and they're like, hey, with Pikapex and stuff, and put nets and things around them. And like when all that convergence happens, they're like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? And then they battle.
So it is they, as in... the show creators, have not made it clear how powerful Mimikyu is. But this is really the second time we see that if Beware didn't interfere, it seems like Mimikyu is the clear winner against Pikachu.
Yeah.
And that's kind of exciting. Like, my complaint that I made on it's super effective and why I think the anime is overall not great, or it could be better, I want it to be better, is because there was nothing that was keeping you coming back. And I think this, whether it's foreshadowing, whatever word you use, this teasing of Mimikyu is, like I said, I personally think stronger than Pikachu.
Mimikyu in general is just a really compelling Pokemon. Just the entire concept of it, and then how it's being presented in the show, I'm just very intrigued by it, which is cool.
So if there was anything to get me coming back, it's this Pikachu versus Mimikyu rivalry that they have yet to have a full match. Even when it was Rowlet and Pikachu versus Mimikyu, it seemed like Mimikyu still had the upper hand. And I think that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Mostly because I like when bad guys win, I guess.
Well, at least you're honest.
But anything else, though? I mean, obviously something else.
The end.
Beware pulls Team Rocket like it has done so far. So that's kind of their blasting off again kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
they're like, new blast off! Like, but miserably. They're like, oh.
The ending is just really...
The ending was the best part.
It's so good. You have the interaction of... I always criticize Pokemon because Ash is really good at not catching Pokemon. And I felt like when Ash saw that Rowlet had a family and cared about its family and wanted to protect and save its family, and even at a point protect Pikachu, understandable why Ash wouldn't want to catch Rowlet.
Yes.
Totally get it. The same feels that I had with Butterfree leaving, except Ash is walking away, not Butterfree.
Yeah.
And then, again, oozing with character, Papa Toucanon is like, no, no, my little son, go.
Oh, I'm not going to do a Mufasa thing, but I really want to. Remember who you are. Like, what is this? Oh, Toucanon's the best.
It was just very touching.
Toucanon.
Ash then catching Rowlet. Rowlet then, you know, snuggling all up and cuddly in Ash's bag. Rotom Dex being very astonished.
It was really funny because he was just like, Rowlet jumped in Ash's backpack. And then Ash was like, oh, do you want me to catch you or something? Can I blah, blah, blah? And then Rowlet, like, got out and was, like, flapping in the air and it was really cute. And then, like, Ash caught him. And then Rotom Dex was like, what? Like, what? You can catch a Pokemon like that? What? Like, it was adorable. It was really cute.
Yeah, that episode is...
I just don't know about how memorable. Like, okay. Oh.
I mean, I'm remembering.
Maybe because it's like it's one of the starter Pokemon. Like, I think in general, those are memorable because it's like, okay.
Yeah, like Squirtle Squad.
Yeah.
Or so, Charmander almost dying in the rain.
Yeah. So that's why I think
Bulbasaur one not that memorable.
Well, so look at this is the grass Pokemon that gets its time. I mean the whole thing with yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was good.
No other words. If I was to show somebody the anime today, this would be the episode I show them.
Really?
Do you think the first three episodes we've talked about were better? Like,
I mean, I liked the episode with all of like with the party and all of that stuff.
That's how, where they get the Z ring and then they use the
because there were more characters in it.
That's...
Like, this is already, like, the beginning of, like, kind of branching off and being like, oh, okay, well, Ash is hanging out with Mallow today.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I mean, Mallow is the best supporting character.
Okay.
Should we do some trivia?
Sure, let's do trivia.
Some decent trivia this episode. Oh,
decent trivia.
I'd like to run down the Pokemon debuts. So,
There is a Comfy.
Yes. Rowlet, Pikapek, Trumbeak, Toucanon, and Comfy. Comfy.
I liked there was a moment in the Pokemon Center where there was this, like, dude that obviously looked like one of those muscle posy people, and it was with, like, a Machop and a Machamp.
Oh, yeah. It was like a split second of, like, these just ripped dudes posing with...
It was really funny. Like, it was just, like, flexing. Like, hey, like, okay.
I forgot about that. That was a good moment. So, again, I only like to do trivia that kind of is not Japanese-specific, which there's a bit for. But this episode marks the first appearance of Alola Nurse Joy's design. This episode reveals that Comfy and Blissey are the Pokemon assistants that assist Nurse Joy in the Alola region. This is the big one.
A big one.
This episode marks the first time a Pokemon has been caught by a main character in a Pokeball variant since Misty captured Corsola in the episode titled A Corsola Caper 730 episodes ago.
Wow.
So for
Pokeballs just
730
destroying.
Straight episodes, they have not used a Great Ball, an Ultra Ball, a Luxury Ball,
a Master
Premier Ball.
Wow.
Ash doesn't have no... I don't think Ash has ever gotten a Master Ball. Maybe.
I feel like he has. He has to have. He probably lost it, though.
He's just lost it?
Yeah, I don't know. Or it's just sitting in his room next to his Nintendo Switch.
I want to give a shout out real quick to Professor Almedia. I probably said your name wrong. Almedia in Slack.
I love everything that you have to say.
The one takeaway that I think that we might have missed, and I think that's important to listeners listening to this, maybe they don't know either, is that he said, I'm trusting his judgment either, I haven't verified, the reason they're all in school together, of like, why is Kawe, Mallow, and Lana, because they're supposed to be trial leaders, is because this happened before the events of the game.
Oh!
So this is before they became actual trial captains.
Oh! That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so that...
I guess, yeah. It'll be interesting, though, to kind of see, like, what things from the game, though, end up being in the anime, because with, like, Lily and...
Well, I've seen screenshots of Gladian existing in the anime.
Oh, man.
Lily's brother.
Oh, man. What if someone didn't know? I don't know.
If they're paying to access this podcast, I assume.
I mean, they might not they know.
Or they just don't like the games.
I mean, they could have been like, oh, Team Skull, screw this. Just stop playing. Excuse me, I finished this game. I beat it.
So that's the episode for you guys. Irene, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Devon Carrots, which is DevonCarrots. Yay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake, and follow the podcast on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast if you haven't done so already. But otherwise, I think that's our episode.
Alrighty. Alola.
And good night.
Please never sing again.
I wasn't singing. That was me hitting the keys.
Do you know what melodies are?
Yeah. Melodic.
Oh my god. Melodic. That's what a melody is.